region in South Waziristan province, bordering Afghanistan. Pakistan's military officials believe the area is the hideout of militant leader Baitullah Masood and thousands of his men. The Pakistani army has launched a massive offensive against the militants in the northwest since April. Officials now say most of their operations in Swat Valley are over. But they've warned that a tougher battle is underway in the tribal belt along the Pakistan border. Here's more.
As Pakistani army is bringing its operation in northwest frontier to an end, it has set its sights on South Waziristan, the stronghold of the militant's leader, Baitullah Masood, who is at the helm of Tehrik-e-Taliban, the self-proclaimed umbrella group for all militant factions blamed for a string of deadly attacks across Pakistan. He is responsible for masterminding numerous attacks over the past several years that have killed over 1,200 people and is alleged to have been behind the December 2000 assassination of ruling party icon and leader Benazir Bhutto. Minister of Defense Chaudhry Ahmed Mukhtar says he is not just a threat to Pakistan, and unlike Osama bin Laden, they know where Masood is.
We are not aware of Osama's, whether he is dead or he is alive, so this gentleman is alive and he is our biggest enemy. He is the biggest enemy of the entire world. He wants to destroy the peace of the entire world by carrying out the suicide blast and demoralizing people of Pakistan.
But can liquidating the insurgency leader bring the demise of militancy in Pakistan? A professor who teaches a course on terrorism thinks so.
Eliminating Baitullah Masood will make a hell of a difference, because one has to eliminate the top leadership. Everything seems to revolve around his leadership. He's the one who claims that he's got at least 1,000 suicide bombers at his disposal.
And unlike previous military operations against Baitullah Masood that ended in some sort of compromise, this time the government's no mercy policy and the decision not to talk to people who have picked up arms seem concrete.
The U.S. administration is hoping for what the professor views as a logical next step, but the continuation of drone attacks, such as the recent U.S. missile strike in South Waziristan, can undermine military efforts and can take away the element of surprise to uproot militant headquarters.
Labeled as the second front after Swat, the Pakistani military operations might again be viewed as a proxy war for the United States, something the government tries to disassociate itself from.
The U.S. Drone attacks are already a self-defeating option. They tend to annoy the very population we would like to win. I think the United States should evaluate its policy.
But for now, the minister is just after one man and his supporters.
No, we'll first take on Baitullah Masood and his companions, and once we can eliminate them, then you will see a difference in these areas.
And the military is banking on that split, divisions within the Masood tribe, and the potential for an internal battle. One close aide to Baitullah has denounced his actions. Pakistan is coordinating with U.S. and NATO forces across the border in Afghanistan to prevent any insurgent fleeing across the border. It strongly believes this is their fight and no outside backing is required.
This is a war which we have to win. Without any doubt, survival of Pakistan is there, and so for us it's a war which we can't lose.
And this time the government is taking their fight to their doorstep in Islamabad. Sib Kefi, Press TV.
A recent report has revealed that the number of U.S. soldiers with alcohol disorders has nearly doubled within the past 6 years.